Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're certainly glad you joined us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer, who's back last week. He was out golfing last week. Good morning, Randy. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. I had a beautiful day for golf.
Again
wouldn't
today.
Mind be doing that again today,
yeah.
But, you know, duty calls, so here I am.
Well, good. We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest is Kurt Haling, partner and owner in Alberts and Haling CPAs, located here in Appleton and up in Green Bay. They have two offices. And we're really happy that Kurt is with us because he happens to be a sponsor of BizTalk and has been for a number of years and supports our SCORE chapter very actively. So we're going to be talking to Kurt a little bit. We're going to be talking about taxes and tax fraud. So there's some real interesting things going on out there in the world. And if you want to listen in and learn something about tax fraud and how to protect yourself, stay tuned. I'd like to extend a really sincere appreciation to all the families of veterans and to veterans for all the sacrifices they've made in our country. This is the weekend to honor veterans, so we honor all the veterans out there who are currently and who have defended our country and worked to help protect our country. That comes from the Fox City SCORE chapter, where we have 55 mentors available to help you with your business and get you started. If you're interested in helping or getting some help on your business, please reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. We have experts in areas like marketing, IT, intellectual properties, process, banking, accounting, finance, cash flow. If there's anything you need help on, consider contacting SCORE at foxcities.score.org. All of our mentoring is free and it's confidential. Just fill out the application or the request for mentoring on the site, hit the send button, and probably within 3-4 days, a mentor will be contacting you to schedule an appointment. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we're having a lot of fun. And also, if you're out there listening and you'd like to be a mentor, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. And we'd be very happy to talk to you. I think we're up to like 55 or 56 mentors
now.
Yeah,
Mary Lou's been busy again. I think we're at 58.
So we're really growing, and we want to expand our membership so that we can bring better quality service, free confidential mentoring to you, the startup business, and those who are in business. If you've been in business for 5 years or 50 years and you have something you want to talk about, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. In addition to the mentoring, we offer webinars and also seminars.
Correct.
And we have one coming up in Fond du Lac. Randy, what's going on?
Okay, what we have is one of the most popular seminars that we do, and that is in regard to social media for your business and how to use it, not just what is it, but how to actually use it so that you can come up with what the return on your investment is, how your responses are doing, and actually making sure that you're doing something that is going to be profitable as well as just using social media as a fun tool. Our speaker is going to be Ryan Fulzer. Ryan is a consultant in the area of social media, has worked throughout the Fox River Valley, is very, very well known around that area on that. It's going to be on Thursday, June the 11th, and it's going to be down at the Moraine Park Technical School in Fond du Lac. It'll be from 6 until 8 o'clock with a 5:30 registration. Price on it is $25 per person, and we'd ask that, again, you go out to the website at foxcities.score.org and register as soon as possible so that we can be sure we know how many to plan for and who's going to be there.
Ryan is really good at what he does. He's also a SCORE mentor.
Correct.
And he's done these before, and he's really good at facilitating the conversation to draw people into it. So as Randy pointed out, the hope is that you'll have enough knowledge and you'll understand it so you can go back and use it. It doesn't do any good to understand something if you can't use it.
Right. We refer to the one that he's going to be doing more or less as social media 201 as opposed to 1.1, so that you're really going to learn not just the names but how to make those different sites work for you.
What was the date and the time on that again?
That one is going to be on the 11th of June at the Moraine Park Technical College, and it will be from 6 until 8. Registration will be at 5. 5:30.
Cool.
And please register for that program.
Yep.
Also, for vets out there, there are some special programs that we have as far as some of these seminars. So if you let us know you're a vet, we'll be able to credit you for these programs. And also, if you are a vet and looking to start businesses, this is for any of you who may have been in as far back as my old days with Vietnam, or people who are coming out today. If you need help in starting a business and you're a vet, come and see us at SCORE. We've got a lot of good programs for you.
Good. Well, we'll be having some more things coming up. We're partnering with the CAP Services and putting together probably 4 seminars around the area of Appleton. Just keep an eye at foxcities.score.org to see what's going on. And give us a call if you need any help on any of that.
Right. And if you also go out to that and register online there, as far as just checking in and registering on the site, you'll then be eligible to get the news letters and so on that we send out, and announcements that go out on a regular basis.
Sure.
So we can get those out to you.
Stay
and
tuned.
Keep you up to date with some of the things. Because one of the things we will be doing, we were scheduled for a Simple Steps program, that 5-point program, and we're looking to reschedule it. We did not have enough. Obviously, it must be springtime and everybody's out doing other things.
Golfing.
You betcha. But
fishing.
We're going to try and set it up again for September.
Good.
And again, if you go out to that website, keep an eye on it. We'll be able to tell when the things are coming up so that you can get registered for it.
Thanks, Randy. We also want to say thank you to our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't do the show. So thanks to all of our sponsors for making this possible. Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC. Sarah DeBrun is our newest sponsor. Bank First National. And we also want to thank Candeo Marketing, formerly known as eBiz Results. Mike Pulvermacher and Zach formed a new company. It's called Candeo Marketing. And they built our BizTalkWithScore.com website, and they maintain that for us. So thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. So if you're interested in listening to a previous show, you can go out to listen to an archived program going back about 4 years now. If you missed the program or you'd like to listen to it again, biztalkwithscore.com. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Dash over at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're not subscribed to it and you're in business, you should be subscribed. For $20 a year, you're going to pick up a lot of helpful information that will be beneficial to your company. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to meet Kurt Hailing, owner and partner with Alberts & Hailing CPAs. We're going to be talking tax fraud. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. Glad you're with us this morning. Our guest this morning is Kurt Hailing. Kurt's in the studio. Kurt's also a sponsor. So first of all, Kurt, thanks for your sponsorship of Biz Talk and Score and all the things you do to help us out.
I was glad to help you guys out.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, your firm, and what do you do over at Albertson Hailing CPAs?
Well, I manage the Fox Valley office. We're located over on American Drive, 1977 American Drive. Phone number is 920-886-2241. We've also got an office up in Green Bay. Full-service CPA firm. We work with individuals, small businesses, everybody from the one-man shop, maybe the person who's just starting a side business or just ready to take the leap from quitting their day job and doing their business full time to our biggest clients are having about 50 or so employees doing about $10 million in sales, and some of those we've worked with from the point when they were really small. So kind of working from the front end all the way through the back end and all the way through to when people sell their businesses.
So you help do the tax returns, you do consulting for businesses, you'll help do problem solving, financial issues.
Yeah, and a lot of those issues, a lot of the business startup issues, what happens when you start, what do you need to think about when you're hiring your first employees, tax planning issues. We try to meet with everybody on the front end before tax season as opposed to after tax season, so we don't run into situations where people are surprised by, oh, gee, if you'd have done this before the end of the year, you could have saved a couple grand. Well, we try and avoid that situation by actually meeting with the people before the end of the year and walking through things and making sure that they are doing things properly and tax efficiently, as well as financially efficiently, and kind of keep them out of the traps that can come up through the business road.
I know. Yeah, Kurt, one of the things that you've done with us here at SCORE when you've acted as an instructor for us, too, is to help us to be able to identify the correct business structure, which is a question that a lot of small businesses have. Should I be a LLC? Should I be an S-Corp, whatever, and this type of thing? So that's another one of the services that we're happy to have you provide.
And that's one of those business startup type things, and not just at the startup, but monitoring that every so often. Just make sure that you're still in the correct situation. You may start up as a sole proprietor who for legal purposes is an LLC, and then gradually move to a point of being an S corporation, or maybe you take on a partner and it's a partnership, and then that gets incorporated, and kind of going through that whole process as well, because there's a right way and a wrong way to do that as well.
Right. So back to planning again.
Exactly.
Yep. Kurt, a lot of business owners usually have loans from a bank or a credit union help fund their business, grow their business. And there are occasions when you can actually contribute to that relationship because you understand numbers as a CPA, sometimes often better than the business owner does.
Oh, sure. And what happens in those situations is we'll be working with business owners and the lenders, and sometimes we'll actually say, here's a couple of lenders that are really good at working with businesses your size, because there's,
right.
You know, if you're a very small micro business, going to one of the great big banks, you've got to be a square peg fitting in a square hole, and all the I's have to be dotted properly, T's need to be crossed properly, just to get in the door at a bank like that. Whereas some of the smaller banks may be a little bit more locally focused. They're more flexible and able to configure their products to what you need from a financing standpoint.
I think that's great that you do that and you recognize that, but it's also supportive. It's good support for the business owner to know that when they're talking to the banker and the discussion, they don't understand what the banker's saying all the time. They can come to you and they can talk about that. And you've been around the park a few times and you know what's going on. You can help translate that for the business owner.
Well, and that's a two-way street, because believe it or not, bankers don't always understand the business
Absolutely.
End of it as well either.
Absolutely.
And they may not understand the business cycle that the business owner is going through as far as from their production standpoint, mm-hmm. or if they've got a customer that maybe is a big player and so is kind of pushing them around as far as when they're going to pay.
Seasonality
to the businesses, things like that, exactly.
So if we've got people out there who are interested in getting in contact with you, spending a little time finding out what their needs are, how do they get in contact with you?
They can give us a call at 920-886-2241. Our website is alberts-hailing-cpas.com. You can email me at Kurt, at albertshailing.com. So any of those ways, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours.
Okay, and you work with the person to get their feet on the ground a little bit to figure out what their needs are.
Yep, and we do the first meeting free type thing with somebody who wants to get a feel for how we work and what we can offer and if there's a fit there.
Great.
Yep. Kurt, when people are running their business, and we're going to be talking about taxes this morning, but you also help people who are being audited by the IRS. I mean, if there's something going on, I've never been audited. I don't ever want to be audited, but I know folks who have been. It's just like a blood-chilling experience, and you got to have somebody help you out with that.
Well, the IRS has the reputation they have for a reason. They've earned that reputation. And so whether we prepare the return, if we prepare the return, we stand behind it, and we will work with the person and the IRS, and in almost all situations we will actually be the go-between. So the taxpayer themselves only needs to meet with the IRS agent once at the initial meeting, and then we have power of attorney. We're the go-between for them and the IRS after that. Going forward, they never need to talk to the IRS person again directly.
Well, that's really huge, because for those who have been through an audit, they know it's very difficult, and your mind gets fluttered. You're looking for receipts, and if you're willing to do that, and you said you'd do that even if you weren't the...
If we did not prepare the return, a lot of times we'll need to sit down with the individual who's getting audited and go through and get a better understanding of what went into the return. Those returns... We've had some good and bad experiences with,
sure,
something like that, and I'll kind of leave it at that.
But you're still power of attorney.
But we can be power of attorney. We can be that go-between for them to kind of mitigate the stress of it a little bit. And a lot of times the individual doesn't understand what the IRS is asking them, and so it just starts creating more doubt in the IRS agent's mind, which... You know, once you start creating doubt in the IRS agent's mind, they start digging further and further.
When
and
they
that's
smell
never
blood, they go for it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we're going to come back at the end of the other side of this break, and we're going to talk to Kurt about tax fraud. So there's a lot of that going on. Stay tuned for that, because you're going to learn something very important on how to protect yourself. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to BizTalk. Glad you joined us. Our guest this morning is Kurt Haling, owner and partner with Albertson Haling CPAs. We're going to be talking tax fraud in just a moment. First, I'd like to give you the phone number so you can call us with any questions you might have or comments. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Kurt, tax fraud, go.
Well, there are a ton of scams going around with people either pretending to be IRS agents and being on the phone or emailing people and just to kind of start from square one. Number one, and if you take nothing away from this program besides this, the IRS will never, ever, 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 ever email you.
Or right. give you a call.
Or give you a call. They may actually give you a call if they've already started a relationship with you.
Right.
But before they even give you a call, you will get written notices from the IRS.
Yes.
That works for the state of Wisconsin, too, because there's programs coming out of there, too.
There's issues coming out from the state of Wisconsin as well. The state of Wisconsin is a little bit more liberal as far as their use of email. They may email you once they have a relationship
yep.
with you. But, again, they won't just blindly email you either.
Yeah, but you're going to know if you have a relationship because you got a letter.
You will have already gotten the letter, and you will have a contact person, and that person
so
will be
if you didn't
the
get a letter... If you didn't get a letter and you're getting phone calls and emails,
right.
check it out.
And here's what's happening. The one scam that's going around, and I had at least a dozen clients get this phone call, is they got the phone call from somebody reporting to be from the IRS, and they either got the phone call or they got the message on their phone saying that they need to get a hold of the IRS immediately. They were behind on some tax payment, and usually it's not a small dollar amount. It's $5,000, $10,000.
Right.
And if they don't get this cleared up immediately, either the sheriff's going to be coming or they're going to have withdrawals from their bank account or something really bad is going to be happening.
When you were off, you mentioned one lady who was from out of the country.
Yeah, the most extreme example I have is there was a gal, and she was from India, and she was going through a divorce, and they had a fair amount of personal information on this person too, and all these people that have been contacted. But this person, they knew that she wasn't a natural born citizen. She's living in this area, and they knew that she did not that she was going through a divorce, and they were threatening to deport her, and they were looking for X amount of dollars. And the only thing that where they tripped up on, or that you know where the light bulb went off for, is they told her she needed to go down to Walmart and get a prepaid card or a money order in order to pay this tax off.
Mm.
And if it hadn't been for that, they would
they might have gotten away with it.
And I'm sure in some cases they do get away with some of these scams because. You know, I was talking with a gal from the BBB a while back about this issue, and, you know, they obviously are on top of these things and doing their homework. They said these people that are doing this only need about 0.5% of the people that they call
mm-hmm.
to actually send them the money, and they make millions.
Oh, yeah.
So,
pretty good return per hour.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not like they need 10% or 20%. They only need 0.5% to make it worth their while. So these calls are not necessarily originating from the country. You know, you see something on the caller ID, and it looks like maybe a Washington D.C. area code, or it might even be a local area code. But with today's technology,
right.
again, they can bounce these things and have something come up on the caller ID that's totally different than actually where they're calling from.
Kurt, what would a person do if they get a call like that? What would you advise them to do?
Number one, hang up. I did have one person get a call, and he, I can't say what he told the person on the air, but it was a pretty good one. But simply hang up. You can report it to the BBB, report it to
better,
the local
better
authorities.
Better Business Bureau.
Yep, the Better Business Bureau. You can report it to them so that they can keep monitoring these situations. But under absolutely no circumstances should you give them any personal information or
right.
or any bank account information or anything like that.
What would you recommend about, or what you have to say about the person getting this call, really shaken up now and really alarming, contacting the IRS? And just verifying, am I in good standing, or is there an issue here?
You can contact the IRS in order to verify that. I will say contacting the IRS these days can be a bit challenging. There is a local office that you can go to that's on the corner of Ballard and Capitol Drive in Appleton, up in Green Bay. It's on the northeast side on Security Boulevard. They do have open hours where you can go in and talk with an actual live person there, and
right.
they can look up your situation, make sure that you are compliant.
Or contact you or their accountant.
Yep, they can contact us as well. They run it by us. You know, like I said, we've gotten I know of at least a dozen calls that people got over the last 6 months on this situation, and none of them were in any bad standing.
Kurt, there was another program that was going on in the state of Wisconsin where the state revenue department was actually contacting people, legitimately sending out periodical requests for verifications and so on. How is that going? Is that causing some problems?
That one's actually, if you get that one in the mail, that's actually legit, because what's happening, and the IRS is doing some homework on this as well, what the state's doing is they just want to make sure that that the person who filed this return is in fact this person. They want to see a copy of a W-2 or a 1099 that's got these amounts on for withholdings, and just verifying additional information on there so they're not sending out bogus returns. So that's one of the steps that they're taking. The IRS also is holding up returns in certain situations if there's unusually large refunds or something very unusual about a return. I've seen it hold up for approximately 6 months already in the past, mm-hmm. just because there's things out of the ordinary on the return. I've got a fellow right now that's waiting on an $11,000 refund because he had something unusual come up in his situation that caused that refund, and he's never had that kind of a refund in the past. So they're starting to get some ticklers in their systems that say, boy, this person usually doesn't get a large refund. Now he's getting an $11,000 refund. Let's look into it a little bit more. The return's legitimate, but it's just getting held up from a screening process.
Well, that's a good segue into the identity theft.
Yeah, the other thing that's happening, one of the other things that's happening out there is people are getting a hold of individuals' information with Social Security numbers and either through hacking programs or whatever it might be. And so what will happen is we as the tax preparer prepare the return using all the taxpayer's information. Everything looks good. We go to send it electronically, and we get a rejection notice from the IRS saying that somebody with this ID number has or Social Security number has already filed a return. And, of course, the taxpayer looks at me and says, well, I didn't file a return. Just brought it to you.
Naturally, there's a big refund involved.
And so what happens is that somebody somewhere along the line has filed a return using that Social Security number and, yes, probably has a pretty significant refund that they applied for, and they've used that information and applied for a refund array. So what happens to the taxpayer that's trying to do things legitimately is they now need to do the old-fashioned paper return, like we used to do 25 years ago, and mail it in, and it holds up their refund because the IRS has to verify that because they've already sent out something against this, and now here's this paper return. So it holds up the process eventually, and it takes 90, 120, maybe even 180 days, but eventually you'll get that refund back for that return. But it does hold up your process as an individual. And you say, well, how are these people getting this information? You'll have people, there's all kinds of ways that they're getting this information. They're getting this information either through hacking, and, you know, one thing that'll happen is people, you'll hear about, you know, the Target hacks or the Home Depot right. hacks, or one of the big ones, I think, was the Blue Cross mm-hmm. Blue Shield hack this year, because not only did they get patient information, they also got the doctor's information.
Okay, so
one of the things that I've heard of around the area is some of these doctors are finding out that their returns are getting rejected because where it's showing that somebody's used that information to file a return already. Well, when you think about the kind of income that some of the doctors have, they may actually legitimately get large refunds in some cases.
Right.
So if the IRS is already notifying the legitimate taxpayer that information has been used, it can be corrected. But the IRS might issue a PIN number or something.
Right. So what'll happen going forward for this individual in future years then is the IRS will assign them a PIN number, a personal identification number, that they use in lieu of their Social Security number for filing returns electronically going forward. And that way, that's kind of the next step of protecting the identity so this person can file electronically and things can go smoothly for them, so they're not waiting, you know, 3, 4, 6 months for their returns every year and having to do paper returns every year. Going back to what some of these people are doing, some of these individuals are doing, I mean, there's situations where we've heard of guys are in jail with a computer and a lot of time on their hands, mm-hmm. and they're filing some of the returns, and they've got people on the outside that then go can collect the money.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, as many ways, you know, with technology, you know, you always have the good and the bad of it, and
right.
electronic filing's been around for 25 years now, and people are figuring out how to scam the system.
And, you might have a person who will say, okay, fine, I don't have to worry about this because I don't have a large return, quote, coming back. But in fact, all they're using is just your personal data and then making up an artificial tax return to get that refund.
That's exactly correct. So they're using that information to make up their own return. So whether or not you usually have a large return or not makes no difference.
Okay.
They do have systems in place that kind of catch some of these returns.
Sure.
That they're working on, but as happens in a lot of situations, you know, the enforcers are often two or three steps behind the people that are committing these crimes.
And the other thing, too, is that the trigger, you know, that red flag, if I'm going to be doing a fraud program, if I put the number in just a little bit below that red flag, that goes right through. I can get $4,500 instead of $5,000 if that's the flag.
Right. Exactly.
So, Kurt, are there any precautionary steps individuals could take to prevent this from happening to them?
Well, number one, I mean, obviously...
No guarantees. There's
no guarantees. Obviously, keep on top of your credit report and everything like that. One thing that, you know, people think about, you know, okay, I've got a Target card, but my credit looks good, or something else got hacked, but my credit looks good. Once these people get this information, they're not necessarily going to turn around and use it the next day or the next week or the next month. They may sit on it for 2 years and then start using it.
Mm-hmm.
Once they've got it, they've got it, because they know the person that, gee, I've got a Target card or a card with one of these other agents, one of these other places, I better check my credit right away. Well, they thought of that too. They're going to sit on that information for a while and then start using it when you say, gee, nothing looks out of place, so I'll just go on my merry way. And then
when you least suspect it.
When you least expect it, then all of a sudden it starts getting used years down the line.
We keep mentioning the term, you know, finding out what their credit report, credit status, and so on is. There's also a few scams in that area as well. So there's basically only one primary site that you should go to get that information.
One reliable place to go.
Right, and that would be to the annualcreditreport.com. The rest of them are all either businesses or things that are trying to get extra cash out of you. So if you want that information, please remember, go to the annualcreditreport.com.
Yeah, those
not
other places,
some of the other places.
They might give you the credit report, but they're going to also sell you very hard credit score monitoring systems
right.
at 30, 40, 50 bucks a month, and you don't need that.
No.
Because once a year, everyone has a right to go get a free credit report at, where is that, Randy?
That would be at annualcreditreport.com.
Right. Right.
And through that, you can get all three reporting
right.
systems. So be aware of that.
You might pay a couple bucks for your credit score.
Yeah.
But the credit report is what you need to read and go through it. I have a cousin who has a son who's named Tony Bush. So stuff can get screwed up, and it hasn't between us. But people with similar names in different parts of the country can have things put on each other's credit reports without your knowledge.
And you bring that up. I've actually seen that happen with parents and sons, you know, where you have a junior and a senior, and that doesn't mm-hmm. always get caught on a name as well.
So all consumers really need to be prudent and responsible and be proactive in looking after your financial affairs. And as you pointed out in the beginning of the program, Kurt, it pays to have a CPA who understands your business, who understands your personal financials, someone that you can go to for that advice.
Yeah, and along that line, you know, you might say, well, gee, my return's not that complicated. I just use TurboTax and go from there, and you know, I'm not going through a paid preparer, so I'm not going through that system. TurboTax actually ran into mm-hmm. into it, the company that owns TurboTax actually ran into quite a few problems this year with fraudulent returns being filed using TurboTax, and it actually got so bad that the state of Minnesota literally would not accept a TurboTax filed return for a period of time during this last filing
right.
season.
Right. We're going to have to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side for a final segment. We're talking with Kurt Haling this morning about tax fraud and preventative measures. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Haling CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're here with Kurt Haling, an owner and partner with Albertson Haling CPAs. We're talking tax fraud. If you missed the program, you can listen to it at biztalkwithscore.com. It'll be on that website by Wednesday. Randy, you had a question you wanted to follow
up
with.
Just before we went to the break, we were talking about the various things that happen when you have been hacked, somebody's gone after and actually gotten a fraudulent tax refund, and you find out, and you still have a tax refund coming. What happens? Will you ever get it?
Eventually you will, yes. What'll happen is, like we mentioned earlier, You won't be able to file electronically. You'll have to send in a paper return like you did back in the old days. And what will happen is that return will have to go to the IRS center, get processed. They will probably review it more closely, which means it's got to sit on somebody's desk for somebody to actually put a set of eyes on it and then get stamped as passed. And what they'll do in their processing is make sure that all the W-2 information matches up and any 1099 information matches up and anything like that. It does not necessarily increase your risk of an audit. Okay. This isn't necessarily going through an audit division. This is more or less going through a matching program to make sure that everything matches up properly and that this is really the return that should have been filed in the first place.
Okay.
And then they'll process the refund and it'll get back to you.
For somebody that this happens to, it's a good idea to have professional help.
Quite possibly, yes, okay. because of that process, and you're going to end up dealing with the IRS in the meantime. We had a situation last year where somebody's return hadn't necessarily even been hacked, but it was getting looked at as if it was the fraudulent return. And so we actually got the taxpayer's advocate involved, and we worked with the taxpayer advocate and got the IRS the additional information that they wanted, extra copies of the W-2s and everything for matching. And the situation here was, this was a person that got a refund who had not I think every year I had done the return, they had actually ended up owing money, whether it be a few hundred bucks to a couple thousand. Now, this particular year, they were actually getting some money back, and they didn't get the refund till August because we had to go through this process.
Okay. So be prepared to wait, but you will get it.
Eventually,
one way or the other,
you'll get it, and I guess the good news, if there is anything to that, they'll actually give you 3% interest on the time you're waiting.
Wonderful.
So,
Tony?
Kurt, in terms of what can taxpayers do to help expedite things and do it cautiously and correctly?
Well, one thing that helps is filing early, because if you file early, you'll likely beat the scammer to the punch and have your return filed before they can file. So if you can get all your information together and get it in so that it can get filed early, I mean, realistically, these days, you know, mid to late February is as early as you can file, unless you have a very basic return. But that gives you a little bit of leverage as well.
Mm-hmm. And be organized. Keep good records.
And be organized, because that way, as they do go through the matching process on either end, and some of the matching that they do is automated, you're less likely to get any notices or anything like that as well.
Now, does this happen to business owners as well as individuals? Businesses can get scammed as well as individuals?
Businesses can get scammed. There's a little bit of a different spin to some of that, but the concept's still the same. But primarily they've been going after individuals just because of the sheer numbers as opposed to of individuals compared to businesses. And quite honestly, because at least in theory, the individuals tend to be a little bit more easy to I guess gullible, for lack of a better word, into falling for the scam as opposed to the business owners.
But for the small business, end up filing, you know, as a individual anyway through their tax returns. So
correct.
That makes them as vulnerable as anybody.
That makes them as vulnerable as anybody, and can then eventually put the business at risk if they get any of the business information, the business ID numbers, or anything like that.
Okay.
Yep. Real quickly, before the biz tip, there were some things that went on this year in the tax season. 888,000 forms went out wrong, and there were different things that happened.
Yeah, there were some things that, you know, from this year's standpoint that I think are, you know, the
growing
agencies,
pains, hopefully.
Growing pains, I guess you'd call it, from the agencies as far as implementing things like Obamacare. And the people that had Obamacare, there were 880,000 incorrect forms reporting that were incorrect in reporting their health insurance premiums and the credits that went along with it. So that obviously held things up this year, and getting the correct information for that. Congress delayed the decision. So, I mean, we could do entire shows on those situations.
But the better organized we are,
the less
impact that stuff can have on us.
The better organized you are, the less impact that's going to have, because of the fact that you're going to be able to adjust accordingly and get things filed. It still may set you back a little bit if you're waiting for something, but, you know, you can only do the best you can do with the information you can get.
Well, Kurt, what's your biz tip?
Biz tip is be prepared and be cognizant of and wary of your information, all your personal information, Social Security numbers, ID numbers, and don't panic if you do get the lovely phone call from somebody who claims to be from the IRS, because the odds of them being from the IRS are probably about the same as that email from that lovely girl who says she's been following you on the internet and really, 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 really likes you.
At the beginning of the program, you said, don't ever, if there's one thing you take away from the show, what was
the
that?
IRS will never, ever email you.
Yeah, unless they've already sent a letter out.
The IRS won't even email you then.
Okay, good. Yep. But your relationship with the IRS or the Department of Revenue begins with a written letter.
Exactly.
No emails, no phone calls, none
correct.
Of that stuff. Kurt, I want to thank you for being on the show this morning. It was good information.
Always a pleasure.
And thanks again for all the support you give to BizTalk and to Scores. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks much.
We wish everyone a happy Memorial weekend. Enjoy your lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox City 1150, WHBY.